Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the Indo-Pacific meeting today in Tokyo, President Biden underscored the grave consequences of a war that continues to grind on.
We're navigating a dark hour in our shared history. The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe, and innocent civilians have killed in the streets, and millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled. This is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue.
President Biden this hour is in the middle of a long trip back to D.C. after stopping off in Anchorage, Alaska. He'll be back at the White House in the 8 p.m. hour this evening. Three mysterious deaths of Americans in the Bahamas earlier this month has been narrowed down to carbon monoxide poisoning. No further details were available at this time. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
A 20-year veteran of Russia's diplomatic service announced his resignation Monday in protest against the country's war in Ukraine. Boris Bondarev, a diplomat to Russia's mission to the United Nations in Geneva, posted a statement on LinkedIn condemning Russia's invasion of Ukraine and criticizing the Russian Ministry of Foreign Affairs for complicity in what he described as an aggressive war. Employees at Bank of America are getting a raise.
Bank of America is raising its hourly minimum wage for employees to $22 an hour. This brings the banking giant one step closer to its pledge of paying workers in the United States $25 an hour by 2025. BOA's chief human resources officer saying these raises and benefits are meant to attract and retain the best talent. The hourly wage increase comes as inflation in the United States hits a 40-year high. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Newsmax is reporting that veteran news anchor and broadcaster Greta Van Susteren will join the network as a host of her own daily show starting Tuesday, June 14th. Today's primaries in Georgia has Republican gubernatorial candidate David Perdue telling Newsmax the polling in the race has been misleading.
Well, first, let's look at the reality of where we are. We have a sitting incumbent Republican governor struggling to get to 50%. These polls are really misleading right now for one very big reason. Guys, over 500,000 people have voted in early voting in Georgia on the Republican side. And half of those, this is most noteworthy, half of those voters did not vote in 2018. So by definition, all of these polls are excluding these people who are early voting who did not vote in 2018. Because when they qualify somebody for a poll, you have to be in have voted in the last three primaries. And so this has been a miss we've talked about all along. You know, Matt Towery is a very good pollster, one of the best pollsters in the country. He's got another poll out this week that shows it's only a couple of points away from 50%. My goal right now is to represent the people. They're tired of a governor who has lied to them about what happened in November of 2020 in the election, denied it happened, has covered it up, and the people are outraged about it. They're upset about crime, the woke mob in the schools. They're upset about their economy. I'm trying to get rid of the state income tax. Kemp agrees with Abrams and does not want to do that. So we're in a fight down here between people and career politicians, guys.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What we do, we're in it, you know, for all of us, for all patriots that believe in the U.S. Constitution, they want a fair chance at it, a fair chance for themselves and for their family and for the next generation. Why not? But look at their antithetical forces clearly that want to do everything they can to invalidate this patriotic movement, this idea that America should be first. I mean, they disdain it. And unfortunately, many have been elected in office. And as we were talking with Trevor Loudon, you know, several months ago, is that I don't understand how these people, I mean, this really speaks of their lack of character, that they can put their hand on the Bible and swear to defend the interest, the Constitution of the United States against enemies, foreign and domestic, but yet enact policies that do just the opposite. This is what's happening. It is an upside-down world in which we live in. We were warned that this day would come, that there would be the day when good would be called evil and evil would be called good, and here we are right smack dab in the middle of it, ladies and gentlemen. And if you have ears to hear and eyes to see, may you know what needs to be done, your role to play in this, because we all have an important role to play in getting this country back on track, and if not this country, at least getting in unity with what God's final intent is, because after everything is all said and done, it's his kingdom and his will to be done, not Joe Biden's, not any foreign dictator or anybody else, but God alone. Greg Roman joins us now. He just returned from Israel, where he attended the Middle East foreign meetings. And I'm interested to hear all about that, because as we know, and you've heard me say many times, when you consider the prophetic clock that God has given us, the hour hand was set when Israel became a nation again. And what's been passing have been minutes and seconds to the final chapter of the book of Revelations. Greg, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Thanks, Bill. Good morning. It's a beautiful day in America.
Amen. So you just got back from Israel. It must have been, you know, as always, whenever you can go to Israel, there's so much to appreciate there, you know. And but in this particular case, you were there to attend the Middle East foreign meetings. What happened there?
We were attending a five-day trip, which was focused on bringing attention back to the Middle East Forum's Israel Victory Project. Project started by the organization in 2017, but built upon the ideas of our founder, Daniel Pipes, which basically says wars end not when one side declares victory, but when one side acknowledges defeat. And this is the lesson we'd like the Palestinians to learn, that they need to recognize not just Israel's right to exist, but the failure of their national ideology of rejectionism, which is predicated on the destruction of the Jewish state. So only when they realize that they cannot win their war will there be any semblance of peace in the region.
Well, we approximated peace under Donald Trump. We had four Arab nations coming to the peace table. And, of course, as soon as Joe Biden was elected, that all but vapored. And, Greg, you know, as I said at the in the introduction here, it's God's will to be done. And, you know, will Israel realize peace, you know, this side of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords coming? Only time will tell. This has been an ancient war that continues. And, you know, we're told that there will be peace for Israel coming. And it will last for, you know, about 3.5 years or so. And then all hell breaks loose again. But, you know, but still, you know, you need to assess what's going on there. And Israel is ever so vigilant about, you know, about peace in Israel and about withstanding, you know, the ambitions of the Palestinians.
Well, without any background in divinity studies or theology, I can tell you what's going on the ground. And
yes,
I'm sure that that's for you and your listeners to interpret as is according to your beliefs. But insofar as it relates to the political reality of what's happening in the country, Israel stands strong. Their enemies, time and time again, try to strike the country down. But it leads for the Israeli Defense Forces, for the government, and for these new allies that it has as a result of the Abraham Accords. And I have to tell you, the Abraham Accords have not vaporized. They may have been pushed to the back of the policy agenda by the Biden administration, but the Israelis and their counterparts in Sudan, Morocco, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates have marched forward without the administration. So you saw this happen about 3 months ago. There was a meeting which took place in the Negev Desert that was presided over by Secretary of State Tony Blinken. So it took them about 14 months to show up to the actual table that Donald Trump and his team had set. But they're starting to realize the benefits, not just for Israel's national security, but for America's national security. And as the region gets closer with Israel and with its Arab neighbors, the Palestinians, the Iranians, and other enemies of both Israel and the United States are getting further away. And that means that they have the potential to engage in more political violence.
Right. Yeah, sadly. But meanwhile, those allies that have come into the fold in alignment with the Abrahamic Accords, they're benefiting from this, Greg, are they not?
Very much so, yes. You see, for instance, new agricultural deals being struck between the Emirates and Israel. On one hand, Israel is exporting its agricultural technology, some of the finest in the world, to help the Emirates desert bloom. And on the other hand, Emirati capital is flowing into Tel Aviv and Haifa and Jerusalem tech companies to allow to get them more money so that they're able to develop the latest technologies. If you look at what's happening in Morocco, hundreds of thousands of Israeli tourists are expected to go back to Morocco due to the fact that there's over 400,000 Jews of Moroccan origin that are currently living in Israel. And on the other hand, Moroccan businesses, they're starting to strike deals with their counterparts in Tel Aviv. The same can be said for Bahrain. Sudan is a little bit more of a sensitive subject because the government there is still pretty unstable. They had the revolution a few years ago, and they're going through a transition council right now. But I'm sure that after they're able to get their house in order, that the newfound agreement, which now helps establish Sudanese and Israeli peace, will lead to the similar success stories that we've seen out of the other three countries.
Right. Greg, how is Israel doing post-pandemic?
So the last COVID-19 testing station, which was at Ben-Gurion Airport, shut down on May 20th. So I unfortunately was one of the last people to get on the way out.
Well,
But they're
go ahead.
Okay.
So they've gone through the experience. They've learned from it. I think we've gotten some great evidence and research by way of, their professionals and how they handle COVID, and maybe can help us with pandemics in the future. What do you think? We got 25 seconds left.
I think that the way that they handled it was approaching it with a pandemic orientation, expecting it to turn into an endemic further on. So they were the cutting edge of the vaccination deployment. They'll be the cutting edge of COVID prevention as we see the virus mutate and evolve in the future.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Greg Roman, director of the Middle East Forum, after this. Stay with us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you suffering with joint discomfort? Suffering every morning getting out of bed? Do your hips and shoulders ache? Are you suffering with the pain of heartburn? Try all kinds of pills. Nothing seems to do the job. Balance 7 in 3 days will reduce the acid in your body and reduce your discomfort dramatically. And Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. All nature-made ingredients, no chemicals. Order Balance 7 at Balance7.com. Get relief with Balance 7. No longer able to eat the food you enjoy because of the pain of heartburn? Balance 7 has a pH of 11+, which will allow you to go back to the food you love. All the ingredients are made by nature. Get heartburn relief, and Balance 7 has a 100% money-back guarantee. Order now. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039. 800-793-9039.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
And independent we are, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Great to have you with us sharing a part of your day. It's 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and our conversation with Greg Roman, director of the Middle East Forum, continues, who just got back from Israel for the Middle East Forum meetings. Now, Greg, President Biden is due to make the trip to Israel that you made next month, right?
That's correct. He should be traveling sometime in the middle of June.
And what is he hoping to accomplish here?
I think that he's trying to strike a balance. First of all, it's going to be his first trip to Israel and to the rest of the Middle East since he became president. But I think that his real agenda issue is to put the Palestinian-Israeli peace agenda, if there is any such thing, which his predecessors have also tried to tackle, at the forefront of his Middle East agenda. But he's also there to talk about coordination on the Iran issue, the Iraq issue, and also the need to secure Eastern Mediterranean gas supplies for Europe. So he's got a pretty robust agenda. I think the Israelis have just as many, if not more, issues that they hope to bring up with the president as well.
Like what?
There's a debate right now going on in Washington, D.C., over whether or not to delist the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps of Iran, the so-called protector of the Islamic Revolution. It was a terror organization. Both Prime Minister Bennett and Foreign Minister Lapid have indicated that they will seek to convince President Biden to keep the Trump-era policy in place of keeping the IRGC listed as a terror organization and to not allow them to get off that designated status. The second thing they're going to ask is for the United States to get security guarantees to Israel as part of any long-term agreement that the United States may try to broker with Iran over its nuclear program. Third is to make sure that Israel is able to maintain its qualitative military edge, or QME, the ability to get one generation of weapons ahead of all of their neighbors. And lastly, they'll ask for some support on the Palestinian issue, seeing as Mahmoud Abbas, the president of the Palestinian Authority, and his coterie are going to quickly be getting even older than they are now. Abbas is approaching 90 years old. Wow. And there will soon be a vacuum if he is to pass away, and Biden will be asked to provide American support for Israel and however they end up being involved with the guidance for the Palestinians to select a new leader of the authority.
Now, let's deal with point one here, the lifting of status of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard. Why? Why is that even being considered? I mean, like, all of a sudden, they're playing nice? One of those bargaining chips that we're not going to get anything for, but we'll just go ahead and, you know, give them this. But this is a significant gesture to do that.
Yeah. It's been suggested by two sides. The original demand came from Iran itself. They said, if you want a nuclear deal with us, you're going to have to delist the IRGC. And the U.S. at the outset said this is a non-starter. But then some of your Iran's friends in the United States, like the Quincy Institute, which claims to not want the U.S. to interfere in other countries' agendas, or the ultra-Iranian-friendly, I'm forgetting the name of the organization. That's great. Anyway, the American Iranian lobby here, which is, I would call it the pro-Tehran lobby, is also, it's not NIAC, excuse me, the National Iranian American Council, which is essentially acting as Iran's puppet in Washington. The thing that the two have in common is that NIAC was founded by a man named Trita Parsi, who could be seen as a sort of dilettante for the regime, and he went on to found the Quincy Institute as well. The problem with Quincy is that it's funded by the Koch brothers, or now the Koch brother, the Koch family, and there's sort of this veneer of republicanism that they're trying to come off from it. But what it really is just a jingoistic isolationism, which is now acting as a fig leaf for Iran's intentions in Washington, D.C. So any suggestion to delist this organization from the U.S.'s FTO list would denigrate the value of what it means to be designated as a terror organization. The IRGC is responsible for the deaths of hundreds of Americans, and more than that, thousands of American soldiers. They were targeted during the time that the United States was involved in Iraq by improvised explosive devices and explosive force penetrators designed, built, and delivered from Tehran directly to United States armored vehicles that were targeted by IRGC supplicants. More than that,
Greg,
the IRGC...
I was just going to say, excuse me for being naive here, but you know, my head is still spinning when you mention that this is all supported by the Koch brother.
Yeah. If you look at the Quincy Institute, you'll see that there is a arm of American foreign policy supporters within the Republic, traditional supporters of the Republican Party, that are trying to push the U.S. to be less involved with global affairs. And the retort that I would give to that is that the less America is involved with foreign affairs, the less control we have over our own destiny. If there's something that Lindsey Graham said when he was serving on the 9/11 commission, he said, it's better it happens over there than happens here. And the retort to that from organizations like the Quincy Institute might be, well, the reason why it's happening over there is because we're involved. But if you look at anything from 9/11, the attacks in the 80s on the forces deployed by Reagan to Lebanon, to Korea, to Vietnam, to whatever else it is, these rogue actors, case in point, Russia, will do whatever they feel that they can do as soon as the U.S. abdicates its hegemonic responsibility in its traditional areas of influence.
That's clear.
For the past
That's inarguable. Yeah. That's inarguable. The evidence is empirical. No, I agree.
The United States, since the meeting between Roosevelt and the first king of Saudi Arabia, 1945, I think they met, I want to say Yalta. But anyway, the king came on a boat. Roosevelt, there's this famous picture of them on a presidential yacht. The U.S. has had a inarguable, indomitable approach to select Sunni Arab countries in the region, the Saudis, most of the Gulf, Egypt, Jordan, except for a few periods of time where the Russians were involved. The fact that the Russians were able to get involved in Syria again in 2015, and the fact that the Iranians are expanding their area of influence to northern Iraq, to Baghdad, to Syria, to Lebanon, it's not good for U.S. policy.
Mm-hmm. Energy. Well, U.S. backed off.
Yeah.
U.S. backed off. That's what allowed them to go into Syria. Exactly.
I don't mean to slight the presidents, but you got to call balls and strikes here.
Yes.
One of the policies from President Trump was backing off away from the Middle East.
Yes.
The reason we got into Afghanistan and the quagmire that happened in August of 2021, Biden was effectively putting the cap on a Trump administration policy. And I understand people who say, look, enough American lives have been lost. Enough money has been spent. It's like a cesspool. The money just disappears. I get it. But there's better ways to execute policy which maintains a semblance of an American presence. It doesn't have to be tens of thousands of forces, okay? I'm not calling for a massive army to deploy from the United States to the rest of the Middle East. But we have to exercise and exhibit smart power. And the way we do that is by maintaining CIA stations, having special forces on hand, having training forces on hand. So God forbid something like the Taliban comes back up and they start harassing our forces. We put a quick reaction force of 10,000 people from the 82nd Airborne on the ground, deal with it, and then reset.
Exactly.
People in Washington, especially these groups, they treat it as a binary option. It's either all in or not in at all. And that's not smart policy. It's not smart exercising of American power.
Well, and this is part of the problem we have, that every 4 years, eight if you're lucky, we get new management. I mean, this gets in the way of fluidity and consistency, does it not? I mean, you have something dramatic.
I'm okay with that. I'm okay with the pendulum of power going back and forth between Democrats and Republicans. What really has to deal with that is what's happening with the polarities within the parties, whether it's, I don't want to call it the far right within the Republican Party, because I'm talking more about an issue between neoliberalism, right, or neoconservatism, which people like treat now as this wicked word, and then the isolationist current. And on the other side, which I think is much more dangerous, this progressive left, I call it the regressive left, and the traditional Democratic policymakers that were, you know, not so bad on foreign policy. Okay?
Right.
And if the two sides, middles, can meet together in the middle, we do okay. And we've done okay for decades. Just yeah, I would think they're harming us as a country. You know?
No, I think this is what we're seeing right before our very eyes right now, is that we've moved away from the middle where there's more consistent agreement, let's say. Greg Roman has been our guest. Thank you, Greg.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Speaking at the Indo-Pacific meeting today in Tokyo, President Biden underscored the grave consequences of a war that continues to grind on.
We're navigating a dark hour in our shared history. The Russian brutal and unprovoked war against Ukraine has triggered a humanitarian catastrophe, and innocent civilians have killed in the streets, and millions of refugees are internally displaced as well as exiled. This is more than just a European issue. It's a global issue.
President Biden this hour is in the middle of a long trip back to D.C. after stopping off in Anchorage, Alaska. He'll be back at the White House in the 8 p.m. hour this evening. Three mysterious deaths of Americans in the Bahamas earlier this month has been narrowed down to carbon monoxide poisoning. No further details were available at this time. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Patrick Wood is with us, the technocracy expert, here to talk about what it means for the we the people when we're talking about monkeypox, the World Bank adopting geospatial surveillance and tracking, and the Great Reset, of course, among other things. He's been traveling to and fro. He's been on a journey here to sound the alarm, traveling the country, addressing technocracy's next wave of crimes against humanity. Patrick, welcome back as always. How are you, sir?
Hi, Bill. Doing great. Thank you.
I think people are not quite seeing what has happened in terms of, what technocracy has done in affecting these crimes against humanity. I mean, it's been tapped down. We don't want to talk about the Wuhan laboratory, and even there's recent news that monkeypox may have been a gain-of-function issue studied there at Wuhan. So suddenly Wuhan is back in the headlines again, so to speak, but not in a big way, because, of course, we know the mainstream media is captured by the communist Chinese, so they're not going to be able to say much about it, are they?
No, they're not. And, it may be that their current round of lockdowns over there, which has not spread to the world, by the way, may have something to do with this monkeypox episode right now. But for all the rumors that are floating around, and there are lots of them,
right.
One thing that's not a rumor is the fact that this whole thing was scripted in another simulation similar to Event 201 back last year. And it's absolutely amazing that they mentioned specifically monkeypox and specifically that it was going to become a thing this month. And lo and behold, it did. And here we are. Mm-hmm. It's like just amazing. You can't make this stuff up.
Now, is this is this relevant to the midterm elections?
You know, one could make that argument, but it's going to have, obviously it's going to have an impact, because the more people are filled with fear, the more they'll do what's suggested to them to do. And we know that, you know, organizations like Google, for instance, and Facebook are able to make suggestions to people's minds on what they should do. They'll never know that the suggestions are being made, the nudges are being made.
Mm-hmm.
But when people are in a state of fear, they don't think, their critical thinking skills are kind of turned off. So they're very suggestive in nature. Mm-hmm. This could have a very big impact on the midterm elections, yes.
And, of course, there's lots of repetition to stoke up the fear. And there's nothing countering it. The mainstream media doesn't come alongside and say, okay, let's do a deep dive. And so this is left up to people like you and me and conservatives who say, well, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. But they're so down the rabbit hole of fear. It's hard to, you know, help them get their head above water here. I mean, look what it took. It took 2.5 years of raw experience for the people to go through. And even still, Patrick, people are walking around with masks on. They're looking at their neighbor who's not wearing a mask in a mean sort of way, like, how dare you? You know, you're risking me and my family and all this other stuff that is all contrived in their own minds without, you know, there being reliable evidence to say that you're justified for the fear that you're holding this. And look at it. I understand there's always room for a little bit of healthy fear. Okay, whatever that means, you know, in the bigger recipe of life. I get that. But when it is so imposing and that it is commandeering your very life, then I think we've gone too far. Is that fair?
Well, it is. And as a study in propaganda, for instance, fear is the number one ingredient that makes propaganda work. Propaganda is an age-old, quote-unquote, science going back to the early 1900s. And its specific intention is to manipulate people's opinions and their actions. So propaganda is just everywhere today. It's coming out of big tech. It's coming out of government. It's coming out of, you know, every corner of society you can imagine. Even many alternative news sources are playing into it now because they don't really know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
But fear is always the lead component of propaganda. Something is going to happen to you if you don't listen to what they say.
Exactly.
And, you know, this has been the constant drone ever since COVID started, for sure. Mm-hmm. You must do what we say. Be afraid. Be very afraid. But, hey, we have an answer. We can save you from your fears. And then, oh, people say, sure, I'll do that. I'll wear a mask. I'll get a shot. Maybe I'll get 2 or 3 shots. and they just think, well, this is just what I have to do to get through life now.
Until they find out later on down the road that there's unintended consequences that go with this. And lest we forget what fear represents, it's false evidence appearing real, right? And this is what makes it so powerful, that it appears real and justified in our own eyes. So without an engagement of your own reasoning and intelligence and being around other people of like mind, we're going to be in trouble. And this is what happened. In 2.5 years. I mean, here we hit the million mark, right? The million mark, which I think is, interesting that the CDC would still use that number when, you know, what, 6 months ago, they said, actually, the people that only died exclusively of COVID was less than 4%, right? 3-4%. So you're talking a flu season death level. But now we're up to a million, because anything that could be directed and assigned to COVID was done so, including, as one doctor said, you know, somebody being run over by a truck. And they found out that there could be some COVID symptoms associated. So it wasn't death by truck. It was death by COVID, because, of course, that's what we are rewarding. We are rewarding hospitals and doctors with the people's money to continue this this false narrative and this big lie that, Patrick, you and I talked about this. I mean, you know, decades down the road, they're going to look back in this period of time and wonder, you know, hopefully there's some, you know, semblance of intelligence a couple of decades down the road that they haven't drank the grape juice to such a degree that just looks at this, you know, this faux evidence as being empirical and justified, because it will have an effect in science and in other, you know, pandemic measurements down the road, which is very dangerous.
It really is. And this paper that came out last year that I referenced is called Strengthening Global Systems to Prevent and Respond to High Consequence Biological Threats. And this was put out by the Nuclear Threat Initiative, which is a kind of an old nonprofit organization. But all the regular players are there, like the Gates Foundation and the Wellcome Trust and the United Nations. And John Hopkins, of course, is there, too. But what's really interesting about this paper goes beyond just the narrative that we're talking about here. They're talking now about using the World Health Organization to set triggers on when nations would act to shut down and to contain things. And they're saying basically now that we need to do that without regrets. And this is an incredible concept, but they're saying it's better to err on the side of caution and shut everything down before it even gets started. So that means if somebody somewhere eats a bell pepper and has, you know, too much gas or something and, you know, having bad dreams at night, they think, oh, I think there's going to be a pandemic this week. They can set the trigger, pull the trigger, and all of a sudden the nations of the world are expected to shut down with all the same policies we saw before in COVID, with no clear evidence being presented that there really is a pandemic of any kind, or even an endemic, you know, any other kind of outbreak.
Exactly.
This is incredible. It's totally insane. A guess, a hunch, no regrets. It means, well, hey, you make a big mistake. Okay. You go into it with no regrets basis, saying, well, we did what we thought we should. So we're excused from all the harm that we did to society.
Well, and you have an archbishop from the Vatican who is saying, look, you're making a big mistake here in surrendering your sovereignty to the WHO, right? I mean, this is scary stuff that we're looking at. I mean, what are we talking about? 135 nations, I think, are joining into this pact, possibly?
Yeah. Yeah,
that's crazy.
They are. It is. It is.
I mean, because yeah, and you look back at what they did during COVID, you know, of course, the Facebook and Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the genius science boy, wonder, decided that the WHO was to be the clear arbiter. So if you said anything against the WHO, you were canceled and sent off to purgatory, social media speaking. We got more.
Are you tired of paying hundreds of dollars or more every month for your family's health benefits? Would you pay as little as $10 a week to save more money on your health care visits? You'll save on dental care, chiropractic visits, telehealth visits, vision care, medical lab work, and much, much more. All of this for one low fee of around $40 a month for your entire family. Ameriplan has been providing Americans with fantastic discount health plans for 30 years. Have access to a 250,000 high-quality health providers. Even if you have health insurance, you need to have an Ameriplan discount health plan. And again, for less than $40 a month, your entire family is covered. Best thing you can do is make a free call right now and learn about how our Platinum plan can help you with your health care needs for as low as $40 a month. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. 800-781-7641. That's 800-781-7641.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar
$1 a day with no other costs. You can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, waiting on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Hold on, look at my name. Maybe you just haven't seen it. You just haven't seen it.
Hey, we're back with you. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Patrick Wood continues with us, the technocracy expert. And just to wrap up, this monkeypox deal, conspiracy theories once again are abounding. What they're saying is that the monkeypox was deliberately leaked. And the reason they're saying this, that scientists are saying this, Patrick, is because like all events like monkeypox or COVID or any kind of infectious disease like this, it has a fingerprint or a footprint, so to speak, right? There are ID markers that tell people who know better that, is this an occurrence, just an anomaly occurrence that came out of nature, or was this man-made? And what they're seeing here is that this is a man-made issue in much the same way that COVID was and is.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And the scientists are talking now, people that are kind of on our side looking at this with a critical aspect, a critical mind, are already pretty well convinced that this gain-of-function mentality has been applied to monkeypox. Mm-hmm. They know it's not the original strain that came from Africa. They know it's been modified to some extent. They're working on sequencing the whole thing right now. And it seems to be following the playbook that was released, as I said, in this paper that was created back in 21, mm-hmm. That it was either leaked from a lab or it was an intentional terrorist attack. Take your pick, either one.
Right, exactly.
What's really interesting to me is that while they're telling us they're going to protect us from bioterrorists, who do such things, you know, terrible, terrible things like this. And then it would be terrible if it was purposely released. While they're telling us that they're going to protect us from bioterrorists, one finally has to ask the question, who really are the bioterrorists, if that's the case? And I suggest it's not some unseen force out there that nobody can identify for some reason. You know, they know everything else, but they can't figure out exactly who did what, where, when, and how. I would suggest that people need to start thinking about maybe these people are the terrorists, in fact, that are pulling a fast one on humanity again. And
if nothing else, they're co-conspirators.
Yeah.
With this, I mean, it served their purpose for the 2020 election and moving forward, and what it's done to deconstruct this country, our economic foundings and systems are all compromised as a result of all this. Although the good news that was reported about 6 hours ago, Patrick, is that President Biden has said that he does not plan on mandatory quarantines for monkeypox. Of course, that is at this moment, but as we know with everything Biden, is you have to remain flexible because what he says can be corrected by his handlers later on. So, in order to make sure they maximize a crisis, because as Ron Emanuel said, you can't let a good crisis go to waste. And here's one that's in the offing that is teed up for the midterm elections, possibly.
Yes, and we have multiple crises going on right now. I know everybody knows that. You have an energy crisis with gasoline prices just going through the roof. You've got a food crisis in the making right now, especially in Europe and in Africa. There's going to be some real serious consequences of what's going on right now with in Ukraine and fertilizer prices and energy prices here. But all of these various crises have no natural root. They're all contrived.
Exactly.
And it's interesting today, even Biden just opened his mouth again about soaring gas prices. And he says, oh, well, this is just helping us transition to sustainable energy. Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it's like, well, no, it's not some unseen force of economic whatever that's causing gas prices to go up. The people that are trying to get us off of fossil fuels are attacking us at the gas pump. Pure and simple.
Right.
And, you know, everybody's still blaming, well, it's just Biden or it's just, I don't know, some other person. This goes much deeper than that. And America especially needs to wake up and see who these actors are, these technocrat actors are.
This is all coming from the World Economic Forum. This is Klaus Schwab, as you and I have talked about. I mean, the lever pullers, BlackRock, they're all in this cabal, the holy trinity of the deconstruction of the American way of life. This is not by accident. This is not incompetence. This is planned deconstruction of the American way of life brought to you by Joe Biden and the Democrats.
That's right. And to us, to you and I, people like you and I across America, these are criminal acts that are taking place right now.
Absolutely, they are.
A criminal cartel that's trying to destroy our nation. And now they don't think they're criminals. They think, well, we're just doing a good thing.
Right. Yeah, we're justified we're justified for voter fraud and stealing election. You know, because we're saving the country. I mean, this is their mindset. This is how screwed up they are. And I shared this with the audience last week. I said, the problem is that each side is seeing the other person as evil. Well, you can't both be evil. One is evil, one is good. And, and you need to decide what side that you're on. And, clearly there's a clear differentiation because, as I shared with the audience, even Jesus in his time was regarded as evil by the ruling class, the ruling spiritual class, the Sanhedrin and the Pharisees looked at Jesus as evil because they were going to lose power and control. Well, there's nothing different. You know, this is the same thing. The Democrats are, you know, as Lindsey Graham said, you know, you have such a lust for power and control. I hope you don't get it. Well, guess what? You have to do more than hope. I mean, when you have that kind of force, you know, just starved, you know, and having this insatiable desire for power and control, It is a force to deal with, and you can't deal with it in, you know, in a patty cake sort of way. Because what have they done? As you said, they have stolen our country, they've stolen our election, and now they're forcing us into things that are horrifying, as you reported at the very beginning. I mean, what they're doing, the crimes against humanity that they're exercising yeah. on we the people. And, of course, the thing I love even more so, and you can thank Nancy Pelosi for this, is that she's opened up the checkbook, and we're paying for all this insanity. I mean, if we're not paying for it in high taxes and other things, I mean, what do you have here? A report. Americans lost $20 trillion since the start of this year. $20 trillion. Thank you very much. The Great Reset, right?
Yes. Yes. Just amazing. And it's really, you know, Americans are going to wake up as the pain increases on them. And the inflation is now, what, taking $350 a month out of people's pockets. Gas pump. You know, in some places, I know up in Washington State, they upped their meters on the gas pumps
yes.
where they'll accept an extra digit now, which means it can go to $10 a gallon and they'd be able to handle it. That's very scary coming from Washington State because they seem to always be in the know on where we're headed on stuff like this.
Right. Exactly. No, this is scary stuff, ladies and gentlemen. And we, you know, we started the day out with Steve Forbes in his book, Inflation. You know, what it is, why it's bad, and how to fix it. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that interview, you need to listen. This will and get your hands on his book, Inflation. I mean, this is quite revealing. You know, this is outside of the Democratic talking points and the false narrative that, you know, the Austin Goldsbys of the world would want us to believe that everything's okay. Joe Biden wants us to believe that, hey, we're all doing fine. We're doing great here with this economy. It's like, whoa, tell my wallet that.
You know, I hate to bring up his name and drop the name, but, you know, the same thing happened during the Jimmy Carter administration.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You had an energy crisis. All of a sudden, gas pump prices just went through the roof. And all of a sudden, then you had inflation that just went insane. And, in fact, the guy that coined the word stagflation was from that early 1970 debacle.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they're saying today. Well, we have stagflation. That means inflation is going up, but the economy is going down at the same time. This was contrived back then, and they're doing exactly the same squeeze today with the same kinds of tools. It's amazing. It's just repeating itself again.
Right, and they've tied the hands of the free market in such a way, Patrick, that it will require new management to come in, just like it did with Ronald Reagan, you know, to reset our economy and free the minions, you know, which is what they experienced under Donald Trump. This is why I can't believe the result of the 2020 elections is that people were happier than they'd been in a long time after 8 miserable years under Obama, Biden. And like they just wanted to, you know, throw off the shackles of freedom only to be, you know, to pick up the chains, as Joe Biden might say, and to be enslaved once again under these Democratic policies.
Yes,
it is. I cannot get my brain around this in any form or fashion to think that that would be reasonable.
Yes, not.
So, Patrick, 30 seconds left. I'm going to let you summarize it. What do we do, buddy?
Well, hey, at this point, whatever narrative you think that they want you to play, don't play it at this point. Monkeypox is going to rise. You can see it coming. Stay away from it. Don't do anything they tell you to do. And just, you know, learn what it's all about and then reject it. Just and tell people about it. Open your mouth and tell other people what you know.
Yeah.
And help them to get over it, too.
You got to start believing your lying eyes, ladies and gentlemen. That's all I got to say for you. Patrick Wood has been our guest. Thank you, Patrick. Appreciate it, buddy. Take care. Godspeed, my friend.
My pleasure, Bill. Thank you.
You got it.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
The final phase of extermination.